If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the pod. Today, it's just me and Adam for the first time, and we're just going to talk about life, basically.
Yeah, I guess so. So, we can go ahead and start off with the Slam Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
The boys, they just coming off a big win, played Monday. Hopefully, you get us some rough days off. So
that's the goal, man. I mean, we knew Manuel was going to be a good team going into that game because, like, you don't win 27 games by an accident. Like, you just... So, we knew they were going to be really good coming into that game. So, like, our coaching staff, they had a really good game plan coming in. We had good practices all week. And our walkthrough is one of the best walkthroughs we've had, like, all year. And then, like, I just knew we were going to win, even though, like, when it was close. Because, like, the problem we had that game is we would get up, like, 6 points and, like, these little runs. But then, like, we would have all the momentum and then they would just come down and hit a three and, like, because they only took, like, one lead, I think, like, in the third quarter for, like, a minute. Because we led most of the game, but we just couldn't really break away from them until the fourth quarter happened. Because we only allowed 2 points the entire fourth quarter. Because we just played really good defense. And then it forced them to foul us the rest of the game. So, and then the upset of the, probably the upset of the season last night.
Oh, yeah.
Was St. X going down to a... So, if you don't remember, 2.5 weeks ago, St. X and Seneca played, and St. X beat them by 30.
Yeah.
They put them a 30 bomb on them. And then they play, and then, so basically, when the draw came out, everyone was thinking, oh, St. X has an easy draw. They have a free ride to the championship of the region.
Who'd they play first?
Played Shawnee first.
Oh, yeah.
Played Shawnee on Tuesday, and then basically just... Which they had the draw that like everyone would have wanted, but then, well, I think it was just like they overlooked them because they were a 500 team. They did beat them by 30 last time, and then, but then so, Kelron House of Seneca had a 31 point triple double.
Holy!
And then their eighth grader had like 21 points.
Damn!
And then I mean, because. I've seen St. X a bunch of times this year, and I've seen what they can do, like, when they're hot. Like, they can really get it going from deep. But, like, they were just, Chance was struggling. Like, they weren't getting the ball inside. Like, Jeremiah Jackson was really the only bright spot, because he was just keeping them in the game through the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, after that was all just Seneca, really, because they were forcing turnovers, they were getting stops, and, like, Seneca's not a team you can overlook now because, like, you don't make a championship game in anything by accident. Like, they're obviously a good team. But, I mean, I think we're obviously the better team. And if we just can lock in tomorrow and then on Monday, we should have a pretty happy ending.
Do you think we've got a run at state this year?
So, I think – here's what I've been saying. I think I told you this, too. It's like – there's one player in the state that can guard Julius Edmonds. One player, and that's Malachi from Great Crossing, the 7-footer.
Yeah.
That's the only guy that's been able to actually, like, legit shut him down throughout the year. So, I mean, Great Crossing, they're obviously a really good team. And
Didn't we already beat them, though?
We did beat them in a scrimmage in the, like, early in the year.
Yeah, I remember Rocco talking about
that. Yeah. And so, I think, honestly, it's like, if we win on Monday, we get... that whole week. We don't play a game that week. And then you go to Rupp, I think, on a Tuesday or something like that. And then you play... So we'll play the 12th region winner first, which I don't know much about that. And then I think we would play the winner of the 3rd and the 6th region. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's just... The thing is, here's the thing about State. It's a lot harder to, like, prepare for teams in State because, like, you don't know who you're going to play necessarily. And it's like... Because you can prepare for a first-round game, but then it's like, you don't know who's going to win after that and after that.
Dude, basketball stays long.
It's... In my opinion, it's the hardest state championship to win like in high school.
It's, yeah, it's...
Because, like...
It's
got
to be.
You know this. You got 2 district games. You got 3 region games. And then football playoffs is already 5 games. Mm-hmm. And then you got to win 4 more games to win a state championship.
Yeah.
So that's 9 games right there.
That's crazy.
So you got to win 9 games to be a state champion, and basically.
Baseball's pretty hard to win.
Baseball's hard. Baseball and basketball are both really hard to win. Yeah. It's so many games. Like, with baseball, it's like, well, that's what happened with St. Anne's last year. Like, they threw Ty Stark against us, and that basically neutralized us because Ty Stark's a damn good pitcher. And then,
yeah, because that's the thing with baseball, though, is like, I don't know.
Whenever you pitch your best pitcher, pitching is so important in baseball, especially high school level, because, like, but once you pitch your ace, it's like, you kind of hang yourself out to dry after that.
I don't know. Those coaches are crazy. Just, like, I don't get how they can understand, like, we have to pitch this guy in this game. Like,
Yeah. I saw something on Instagram. It's, like, baseball coaches are the only ones that actually wear the uniform of the team. Imagine, like, other sports that would just have the coaches wearing, like, the team uniform.
Trevor suit.
Like, you had Coach, like, Saxton in jersey and shorts. And then awesome. You had Coach Cobb in pads and a jersey.
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess it was, like, lacrosse, baseball, beef. But, like, playing baseball, though, especially in high school and, like, college, it just seems, like, so much fun.
It does.
Like, I don't know, playing college baseball just seems like a bunch of fun.
Yeah.
And, like, they do so, like, I don't know, like, I feel like just, I don't know if it's just because I don't play baseball anymore, I miss it or something, but, like, I would much rather go and have to be like, oh, I have to go to the batting cage, rather than, like, oh, I have to go do wall ball. Like,
yeah. Here's my thing with it. It's like, for me, baseball, I'm not going to watch the regular season because I think baseball is one of the most...
The games are so long.
The game is so... It's so long. It's boring. And it's like, there's no action, really, unless there's like a home run or something.
There's like just like one play of action ever. I don't know.
Like, and that's even if that. But it's like... So I think like with baseball, in my opinion, it's like... I think the playoffs are really fun just because it's like it comes down to so much with like one game at a time.
Yeah. I mean, I went to my first ever high school baseball game last year, I think. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal Stadium.
I went to that too, yeah.
And like, I mean, like, it was fun, but there were definitely some points where I was kind of like, all right, let's just like get out of here.
Like, let's go. Like,
yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. They're fun though.
Yeah, it's like. Then you guys got like. A guy like Shohei Ohtani, MLB, who's doing, like, hitting and pitching at an extremely high level,
he's a showman.
Unheard of.
He's a showman, but, I don't know, he's crazy. They have him on, like, crazy-ass contracts.
Yeah. So, we got a big UFC fight tonight.
Oh my gosh, I know.
O'Malley versus
Cheeto
2. Who you got?
I don't know, because Cheeto's O'Malley's only loss.
But did you watch that first fight? Like, have you like, watched replays of it?
I mean, I watched the fight. But, like, I don't know. I think O'Malley could win, and I want him to win. I love Sugar Sean.
Yeah, so do I.
I think he do. I think he's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And I love it, but I don't know. I really want him to win, but, like, he's really good. He's standing up. He's a good fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if Cheeto gets to his legs, especially if Cheeto can get those leg kicks in, O'Malley's going to go down.
What makes Sean so good is, like, he just finds the angles to like throw those, like those punches, and it's like he's not the strongest guy because he's only 135 pounds. But like when he fight, he's like a sniper with his hands. It's like if he finds like your chin, he can put you like. If you remember that Aljo fight, he said he like had hurt ribs the entire camp, so he couldn't like even grapple or anything. Mm-hmm. So like he had to really like try not to let in that first round, not let Aljo take him down, and then literally in the very first, in the start of the second round, Aljo, I mean Sean, literally found him on a punch, all right, right on the chin, and knocked him down, and that was it.
Yeah, Al is awesome. He's, I've always loved watching him.
Yeah,
he's, I think he's sick. And then coming up in the summer, I think it'll be, I don't know if it's going to be in June or July. I don't remember. It's June or July. UFC 300.
That's April.
Or April.
That's April. That card's sick, too.
McGregor is at 185.
Is that what you think he's going to fight at?
That's what he's fighting at.
He's not fighting at 300, though.
No, I know.
Yeah. But, I mean,
when McGregor comes back, though, to fight at 185... That's gonna be a dude. Yeah, he's gonna be all juiced up.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be mean. He's gonna be mean.
Here's the thing about McGregor. It's like, this fight's so important because it's like, if he loses, he's like, everyone's gonna think he's like, he's gonna be the washed up. Yeah. He's just a name. Yeah. So like, I hope he wins, but like, there's a lot of pressure on him to like, get back to like, he's never obviously going to get back to what he was, like,
I mean,
before he retired. Yeah, no, he's like, not gonna, injury.
He's not going to be in his prime. Like, he's not going to be as good as he was. Did you see Nagano got knocked out last night?
Oh, that was bad. He got slept last night.
I mean, I'm not really, I don't know, I'm not that crazy surprised. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Well, the thing is, did you watch that Ngannou-Fury fight?
Yeah.
Dude, Ngannou was actually, like, kicking his ass. But then, like, if you actually watch it, Fury was throwing all these illegal shots, like elbows and stuff, too.
Tyson Fury is a beast.
He is. He really is a beast.
He's a beast. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess Ngannou, that's a guy I could see going to box. But yeah, at the same time, it's still, when you train MMA your whole life, it's like, that's how you know. That's how he knows.
Here's the thing, like,
and don't get me wrong, dude, one of his punches would
destroy us.
Kill me, but.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm not a big boxing guy.
I'm not either. It's just like, it's too long.
It's too, the round, like, there's like 12 rounds, yeah. And it's like, half the time they're either clenching, or they're like, not actually boxing. Because like with MMA, there's wrestling, boxing.
It's everything.
It's everything into one sport. And the guys are always talking, like, so much trash. And, like, you know who the fighters are, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no. MMA is definitely, I definitely prefer MMA way more to boxing. The thing with boxing is, though, like, if you talk to the people who are big boxing fans, or, like, people that do box, they don't see it as, like, a sport.
Yeah.
They're like, no, like, boxing is an art.
And like, yeah.
And which, I mean, I'm sure if I knew more about it, like, I don't really know that much about boxing. But, like, I don't know. It's just, they see it a different way when they watch it. It's like, it's totally different than what you're seeing. It's, I don't know, it's weird. It's kind of cool, though.
No, boxing is definitely kind of cool, but it's just, like, it's not for me.
Yeah, no.
It's like, but then I feel like with like all those MMA guys always have, they have so much, like, they do so much more with like social media and like all that too. With like Sean did all that stuff with the Nelk boys and like he has his name out there.
I think I don't know, just UFC, it's like, it's just so, honestly right now it's just so big.
And the thing is, from where UFC started, because like they were having trouble even finding venues.
Yeah, and now they're getting paid by the
crazy
Saudis.
Crazy pay-per-view numbers, and then they're fighting globally now.
Yeah, they're getting paid oil money and going down and taking over Vegas. Like, it's crazy.
You know about this fight they're gonna do in the Sphere?
Yeah, dude, that's going to be sick.
That's going to be electric. I want to see what Dana does with that, because there's so much he could do with that in the sphere.
It's weird, though, with the sphere, because, like, have you ever seen the pictures inside of it?
Yeah, my parents went there.
Oh, really? So, it's just like an auditorium. There's just, like, seats up here and then the stage there, which it would be cool. It would be really cool if there were seats that went all around, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's still going to be crazy, because, like... Like, could you think of, like, the stuff they could put on the...
Like, that's what I'm saying.
On the inside, like...
Yeah, that's...
Could you imagine the walkouts?
Oh, that's going to be wild.
That's going to be crazy.
That would be. Here's my only thing, though. It's like... What are they going to do with, like, locker rooms? Because, like, it's not, like, a sporting area. Yeah. So, it's like, there's no locker rooms.
It's for, like, shows.
Exactly. So, it's like, I wonder what they're going to do for that to, like... I mean, if it's a show, they probably have, like, change.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Changing stations for like.
Sure they have something.
They have to have something. Or else they wouldn't do it there.
Yeah.
But then, like. What was he going to say? Dustin Poirier is also on the card tonight against that one dude, Saint something. But that'll be a good one, too. But I mean, this is like Dustin's 30th UFC fight.
Nah, he's crazy.
The thing is, he gets so much hate because of what happened with McGregor, because, like, that really wasn't even his fault, to be honest. Like, McGregor just stepped back and, like, and also being honest, Poirier was going to win that fight.
Yeah.
He was destroying McGregor in the first round. Like, he was going to win that fight.
I love McGregor. He was getting his ass kicked.
Yeah. And it's like, I want Conor to win, but, like, it wasn't going to happen. Yeah. But you know who I really wished didn't stop fighting is Khabib.
He didn't have like a reason to fight anymore. He had literally already kicked everybody's ass.
Oh, he ran through the division, and it was like, if he wanted to, I bet you anything he could have gone up a weight class and also kicked ass there too. But then something I've heard, like, because like it was Gaethje was his last fight. Is that he was having a lot of troubles, like, cutting weight to, like, be able to make the weight. And, like, I listened to one of the Joe Rogan podcasts with Daniel Cormier. The ways that he have to cut weight is wild.
No, it's, like, really bad.
It's, like, what Daniel said he does is he'll get in, like, the sauna with sweatpants, his shoes, a hoodie, and, like, all his clothes, tuck all of it in.
Yeah.
And then, like, once he knows, like, the sweat's, like, to, like, here on his leg, he knows he's good.
No, it's crazy.
But, like, that's wild that they have to cut, like, nine, like, that much weight.
No, like, I don't even know, like, talking to some of the wrestlers at Trinity. Do you know Roman?
Yeah.
I remember talking to him because he wrestles, or I guess, is their season over?
Yeah, their season's over now.
So, he wrestled at 106 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And before he knew he was going down to 106, I think he said he was walking around at 115, 120 maybe, I think. But he still had, like, he had a lot. No, I think he was like 110 to 150. I don't remember how much he weighed, but it was a good amount of weight he had to drop. And I remember talking to him after state, and he was like, I was like, dude, how did you, like, feel dropping that weight? And he was like, every single day I felt like shit. He was like, I just, like, did not want to move.
I was like, dude, they can't even drink water.
No.
Like, it's like, so you think, oh, they just can't eat food, they just can't, like, starve themselves. You can't even drink water.
No, they literally have to flush, like, all the fluids out of your system. Have you seen the videos of, like, Khabib training over in Dagestan?
Dude, they're wild.
Because, like, he runs his own gym. I see videos, like, Khabib, like, and it's, like, his brothers who are, he's training. And I think he's up there he's creating... just a line of the most badass fighters to ever exist.
Well, I mean, dude, literally went Khabib and Islam. Like, Islam's literally kicking everyone's ass.
I love him.
Here's the thing, though.
He's so fucking sick.
He needs to fight another lightweight, though, because he hasn't fought, like, since he got his title, he hasn't, he's fought Volk twice, but he hasn't fought an actual lightweight. So everyone wants to see him fight an actual lightweight. But, dude, he's, I think it'll either be, like, Gaethje or someone like that. But, like, dude, if he wins that, I could see him try to go, like, get Leon Edwards' title and go double champ.
That'd be pretty sick.
But, like, dude, sick. I think that might be another, like, because Khabib, dude, I think he knew Islam was coming, and, like, he didn't, like, they weren't gonna, they were never gonna fight each other, because, like, they're best friends, like, they were never gonna do
that. They weren't gonna fight each other. I don't know. Islam's sick, though.
Islam is so good. It's like, then they have that Umar Magomedov dude, who's, like, all those, like, Russian dudes are just,
no, it's,
wild.
It's, they're all, I don't even know, they're just not, they're not human.
Like, literally, they, all they do is eat, sleep, train. Like,
they just, they come out of the deep tundra forest with daddy.
Exactly. Like, did you watch that one Nelk Boys video where they trained with, when they went to Russia, and, like, with Hezbollah, and they trained with Islam?
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. You see that video? Like, literally their camp was in the middle of a forest.
Middle, yeah.
And, like, dude, they would get up, they ran, like, 5 miles in the icy snow weather, like, in the mountains.
It's crazy.
And then they literally would, like, do, like, ice bath. Like, they didn't have ice baths, but they had this, they had this really, like, this lake. It was a frozen lake. They broke it open.
Yeah.
They would go, they would jump in there for, like, wait 5 minutes, then go back in the sauna, because, like, it freezes your toxins. It's like, who does that? Like,
yeah, they're crazy.
And that Hazmat Chimaev guy, dude, he's scary, bro. I would not, like...
Is this live?
Yeah.
But who's warming up right now?
This is the Sales Evangel game. No. J-Town Evangel. That's Dre's old school.
J-Town?
Yeah.
Damn.
But, like...
So DeSales just got their packs smoked. I thought DeSales was, like, good.
But their best player, Damon King's hurt. He didn't play that.
I was like, cause I feel like lately I've seen a bunch about him, but it's just been them, like, getting beat by, like, 15 or 20.
Yeah. You want to know what I think is the best overall weight class right now? The middleweight class. You have Duplessis, Strickland, Adesanya. Like, you have so many, like, good fighters in that weight class where it's like... The thing is, I think Duplessis wants to fight Izzy.
Did Strickland win the fight, though?
That's the thing. It was like... But here's the thing. If you look at just their faces after the fight, Duplessis looked 10 times more messed up than Strickland did.
Yeah.
But it's like, I wanted Strickland to win.
Well, it was... What it was is... I don't remember...
But people's faces react differently to, like, getting punched and stuff like that.
Strickland hit him. I don't remember... I don't know why I'm thinking he, like, hit him with an elbow or something. Because he didn't. I'm pretty sure it was just a punch. But Strickland hit him, and it... just opened up like a cut above his eye. Like right above his eyebrow. And then that just started bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was a good fight, but it was like, it was also a really close fight, and it definitely could have gone either way.
I think Strickland.
I thought Strickland won too, and I think that if it doesn't go to Adesanya, I think they'll give Strickland the rematch.
I'd say so.
Dude, you want to know who could actually make, like, a run? Is that Ilia Topuria, dude.
Oh.
He's the guy that knocked out Volk in the second
round. Yes.
That Spain dude? Like, dude. Yes. He's 27.
No, that... I remember watching that fight.
I was like, dude, there's...
It was, like, four or five of us went in together and, like, cooked up a bet. And we had Volk win the part of the parlay. When he got knocked out, that was, like, that was one of the best. It was, like, this is, like, Volk is going to win this fight.
Dude, let's talk about betting real quick. That card, that 298 card, all of the favorites won besides Volk.
Yeah.
Every favorite won besides Volk.
It was crazy.
It was, like, wild. Like, that never happens. And then, like, I was like, wait, there's no way Volk gets knocked out for what happened against, like, Islam, where he got knocked out by the head. I was like, there's no way he gets knocked out. And then it was like, damn, he just got, like, detonated.
Left. No, that was...
that, because that was out of nowhere.
If I'm his Volkanovski, you take a time off. Like I know you're getting older, but like, dude, you don't fight the first time back that he wants that Topuria fights. You fight the next time.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just. And that's another thing I like more about the UFC than boxing. Boxing doesn't give you the best matchups, like when fighters are in their prime. Mm-hmm. But the UFC will literally make any matchup happen it's going to generate the money.
If it's going to, yeah.
If the fans want it and it's going to generate money, the UFC is going to do it. But like.
That's what I love about the UFC, though. They give you what you want. You just got to ask.
So then, UFC 300 is Pereira versus Jamal Hill. And it's the lightweight division. That's going to be a good one, too.
300 is going to be sick.
Pereira, he literally...
Oh, and Holloway versus Kishi.
Yeah, that's a BMF title.
Charles Oliveira fights.
Hey, the winner of that fight right there, the Oliveira fight, is going to fight Islam next.
I love Oliveira.
Because here's the thing.
I think Oliveira's sick.
Oliveira was supposed to... Remember when Volk took that fight on short notice against Islam? Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Oliveira fighting him. But then Oliveira got like sick or something happened to him. So Oliveira couldn't fight. So that's why Volk came in. Mm. But like, I just think really it's like, if Oliveira, he's one of the best, like, I think he has the most finishes in UFC history or something like that. He's really good.
Damn. I don't know. I think tonight would be good, though.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it'd be good. Good fights.
I hope Sean wins, though.
I do hope he wins.
Yeah. Because... I don't think Cheeto's going to stick around too much longer, I feel like. I feel like he's...
I don't know.
He's on the older side, isn't he?
I don't know how old he is.
Look at how old he is. Because he doesn't look too young. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Because, like...
I mean, he's 31.
Oh, not that old, man.
No, he's not crazy old.
But, yeah, but, like... Have you seen the thing where it's, like, once a fighter reaches 35, like, they lose... They're, like... One in, like... 15 or something once they turn 35 in title fights.
Really?
It's something like, crazy like that.
I mean, even if you are like a crazy good fighter, you should understand, like, once you start getting old, like, the young guy, like, a good young guy.
And, like, all those shots just catch up to you after that.
Yeah, moment. I mean, especially, yeah, if you've been fighting, like, you've been fighting for a while, you've already taken
so much damage
to your body. So much damage to your body, and then. You get out there and you're old, and granted, you can still probably fight, but you get a 27-year-old in there who's all fired up. And I mean,
as happened with Wolf, basically, a fired 27-year-old came up
and exactly. Just
beat him.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think, because if you heard, they asked Leon Edwards to fight on 300. Mm-hmm. And he said yes, like, all three of the guys he was supposed to fight. But I think they were all Islamic fighters. So, then like, and Ramadan was during that time. So, none of them wanted to fight, like, during that, because that's where all their fasting comes in.
Oh, yeah.
So, they didn't really want to fight, like, that time period, which makes sense. Yeah. Like, if you're Islam, why would you want to risk getting beat by Leon Edwards when you're already having to fast and then...
It's a fair point.
Yeah. And then, so, it is March. So, March Madness is upon us. So, who's your pick to win it right now? Who would you take to win the whole thing?
I don't know. I really don't watch college basketball.
Yeah.
I watch Kentucky games. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. The thing with Kentucky is it's like, you don't know which Kentucky you're going to get on a certain night.
Hey, dude, it's hot and cold.
You could get a really good Kentucky one night, then you could get the Kentucky that loses, like, to a Florida or like a team they should definitely beat. Like
it doesn't make any sense. I really don't get it.
I mean, it's like, dude, their two best players coming off the bench. Like, literally.
I mean, yeah. I don't know, dude. I thought Big Z was really going to be something after his first game.
I mean,
dude, he came out. I remember we were out eating. We had the game on. And Big Z came out and hit, like...
Three threes.
Just back to back. Bang, bang, bang. And then...
Dude, oh, yeah.
Ever since that game, he is, like, the most unathletic person in the world.
I mean, it's like... I don't really understand, like... Talk about those Russian guys, like... Nikola Jokic is from Serbia, and he's, like, the best player.
No, a big dude. All the European guys are, like...
Like, Luka, too, dude.
Luka is crazy.
Dude, Luka's not even, like, fast like that, either.
No, he's not. I remember I saw something on Instagram. There was someone talking about Luka, and then they like it's an interview with Luka, and Luka was talking. Apparently, he was talking like how playing the European basketball because the rules are different, like the court's different.
So yeah.
And I come over here. He's like, I just come over here and just hoop.
It's like, yeah, he said like all of them have said like it's harder to play in Europe than it is like in the NBA because like. The rules are different. Because, like, the NBA has so much flopping and stuff that they just let, like, go get away.
Mm-hmm.
That don't happen in Europe. They don't call, like, they don't call that. Like, they let them play.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like...
I don't know. The NBA, it's just...
I don't like watching
the NBA. I don't like the NBA. It's not... It doesn't... I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to describe it.
But they don't play defense.
They don't play defense. It doesn't even really feel like a...
It doesn't feel like half of them even try, really.
It's like, it doesn't feel like a real professional league.
Well, I swear, like, James Harden just goes out there, just chucks up a 30-footer and tries to get a foul call.
Yeah, like, they don't even really play basketball anymore.
Like, you have some guys who, like that will try, like, 100%, like Kawhi Leonard and, like, guys like that. But, like, I mean, Jokic, I just said, when is parade, I went to go ride my horse because he just wanted to get
it. Yeah, exactly. And, like, there's so many games...
Well, dude, the thing is, how
and
much...
it's so long that it's, like, half of the games, they're like, okay, we already have 45 wins. Why, like, it doesn't really matter if we win or lose this game. Like, we just won't try.
And here's the thing that I don't like about the NBA, and I think other people don't like either. The players get paid so much money, and then when they can just sit out, they sit out so many games whenever they want to.
Yeah, that's they just, like, sit out.
Man. Like, imagine you saved up all your money to go watch LeBron James play a game. He's like, I'm going to sit out tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I maybe get it a little bit to, like, let your body recover and whatnot, but at the same time, like, I know that the NBA is probably more physical than any basketball I've ever played.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
All those intermediate leagues.
It's true. But at the same time, like, it is also basketball. Like, it's not really a contact sport.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure your body definitely does take some, like, a little bit of a beating. But it's not going to be, like, any other sport.
Yeah.
It might also just be, like, the volume of the games that they play, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's multiple times a week.
I mean, they are playing, like, some three games in a week's time, which is, like... Dude, I'll tell you, the best sporting live event is a hockey game.
That's so much fun.
Like, because, dude, it doesn't get the love on TV when you watch it, but when you're there at the game...
And none of the rinks are very big, either.
What did you say?
Like, the rinks... Oh. No, they're not really that big... So you feel like you're literally right there.
Exactly. And it's like, there's fun to go to because, like, there's so much action back and forth. It's like...
I mean, they're rowdy. They're so much fun.
They're literally just jumping over the boards, jump off, keep going, keep playing. It's like...
I love hockey games. What's awesome is college hockey.
Oh, yeah.
We had one up to Denver. It was the year they won the state... Or the national championship. But I went up and watched one of the regular season games. That was sick.
Yeah. This game right here we're watching, the Evangel. Like, Evangel's a good dude. Have you seen their highlights?
No, they're good.
Like, dude, they literally dunk, like, 8 times a game. Like, it's wild.
big state contender.
They, thing is, they could be. They're also just a real, like, they're also like a park, like a rec team, where they're just going to go and they're just going to, like, run and dunk, basically. I mean, J-Town's trying to three-peat in the 6th region right now.
What are we, 7th region?
7th region, yeah. I really hope we get done with lacrosse this year, dude.
Me too.
You think we will?
Uh-huh. Every year, beginning of the year, it's always, it's literally our whole team. Everyone's like, oh yeah, we usually got it this year. Like, there's no way we don't win this year. And I said that, I mean, granted, I've only been, it's my 3rd year. The past 2 years I've been here, I've always said that.
We could have won it last year, but then we didn't win it. But like,
should have won it last year, yeah. But I think last year was our best chance to win it. But I still like the odds this year, but I mean, we saw it last year, we don't really know what's going to happen, so.
Like, here's the thing. You can beat San Jose regular season, but that don't matter, though. You got to beat him when it matters in the playoffs.
Yeah, it feels good to beat him in the
regular season. It feels good to beat San Jose in anything, because, like, it's a great feeling, but, like,
you beat him, I'd much rather lose a regular season than win the playoffs.
Exactly. When's the last time we got to win at home this year, too? We haven't beat them at home in a minute, too. Yeah,
it's what we've got them at home this year.
I also think that, like, I feel like we'll definitely win next year. I feel like our team's just gonna be like really good next year too.
The 24s and the 25s are, I don't know, because honestly, the 24s and the 25s are probably the last good classes for lacrosse for a couple years. I'd say.
You think so?
Yeah. I think once the 25s are gone, it'll honestly be a little bit till there's, like, seriously good lacrosse here. But some of these really young guys that Pete coaches travel ball with, I mean, I've never seen them play, but from what I hear from everybody, that, like, these kids are legit. Like, apparently all these little kids are, like, just now starting lacrosse, apparently you're going to be, like, crazy good, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see. I think next year will be very, next year's going to be weird.
Yeah.
We're going to lose so much.
Yeah, we are.
But, I mean, with what we have right now.
Like, there's no reason, like, if we play our game and just, like, I know you have some holes on defense, but, like,
dude, if we just, honestly, if we had, like, 2 more pretty decent pulls, we'd be set. We would have no problem.
Yeah. It's like, here's the thing, it's like, those Kentucky rankings for the cross are so weird, because it's like, you just, like, Lex has the top 5 team. We manhandled.
Like, it's the only change that really matters, honestly, is if us and Sanex change.
Exactly. So, but here's the thing. There's literally one game that will decide the ranking, basically.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
all the other games, I mean, this is the nicest way possible, but, like, all the other games really just decide who me or who Trinity and St. X are going to beat first.
Where's the final at this year?
Cal. I think, yeah, it'll be at Cal.
Yeah, I mean, they're really, like, we have every, like, our offense is so good, though. We have so many pieces on offense, though.
Our offense has kind of been shitting the bed lately.
Really?
Just doing stupid shit.
Like, are they playing too much of, like...
Like, in games, it's not too bad. I don't know. Like, in practice, it's always pretty good. And in games, I don't know. I guess it's more in games than it is in practice. But it's always, like... at the beginning of games, and then with that later, like late second quarter, and then normally the second half, it's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't be a second half comeback team.
That's the team that you don't want to be, because it's like you don't want to have to put all that pressure, have a good locker room talk, then go out there and actually do it. It's like, here's what I've been...
The reason we beat Tanks the first time, we just came out flying.
Like, that's what I've been saying in those groovy messages. Like, if you just kind of get out there and really just step on their throat fast and early. Because, like, if you can get a lead fast and early, you're going to be in control for a long time.
Yeah.
But then, like, the minute... Like, if you let up in the start of the game and you let them get that early lead, you don't want to play from... So you don't want to play from behind from a three-goal lead.
I mean, lacrosse isn't... Like, I think a really good lacrosse game is a game of runs.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, I don't know. That's always, like, those are always the best games. I mean, obviously, if teams are just going goal for goal back and forth, maybe, like, a save here.
Yeah.
Well, those are definitely fun, too, but, like, when teams... just get going on runs and they'll like get up four going into half and then the other team comes out flying, like takes out. Oh, those games are sick.
Yeah. So then, is Eastern getting good this year?
No. I mean, I've talked from what some of the South guys have said. Apparently, South is just like looking horrible this year.
Right, North, they ain't good?
Hell no. For Howe's coaching. Al's North's head coach now.
He is?
Yeah. He's going to realize that he was just fed the best players to ever go through Kentucky. That I'm sure he's a decent coach, but...
How many state championships did he win? Like, 15 or something?
A lot.
Yeah. Like...
I was out of nowhere, wasn't I? I really didn't think he was going to get fired. I didn't think they'd ever fire him.
I mean, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like it was more of like a parents thing. Because I feel like a lot of parents were getting like upset with how he was coaching. Like,
I mean, that's what it was.
Like, the whole Havel thing, I bet, didn't help either with his cause, too.
I mean, he was a tough coach. He expected a lot out of everybody. But at the end of the day... The dude's just a winner.
I think that's a lot like Zabo. It's like, if you listen to our last episode, Art said this. He said, Zabo, if he knows you have an inch to give, he's going to get a foot out of you.
Yeah.
Because, like, he pushes everyone so hard to get the very best out of them. Because he knows he wants to just, like a towel, just, like, get everything out of them.
No, I mean, I don't like Howe at all. He's a dickhead, but...
I know, I didn't know he was gonna hold him, though.
Gotta give credit where credit's due. Dude's a winner.
Are they in our league thing, whatever it's called? North?
I have no idea. I don't know. We played him my freshman year. We've never played him since. I want to play him really bad.
Yeah.
Just kick the shit out of him.
Beat Hal with his trash old blue team.
I don't know why. I don't know how the hell he ended up at North, but
must have paid him a bag. Yeah, I think this is gonna wrap up another episode of the Uncensored. Thank you for listening.